Hi guys, how are you doing? Awesome. So we've been doing the Disciple series for the past 4 weeks, and this is the fifth week. And the first week we learned that a disciple is word-based. Can anyone tell me just one thing we learned in that week, and you get a chocolate? Just one lesson we learned that week, just one. Awesome, you get a chocolate, come get it. Okay, second week we learned that a disciple is prayer-filled. Can anyone tell me one lesson you learned? And in the third week we learned that a disciple is Christ-centered. And in the fourth week, last week, we learned that a disciple is spirit-empowered. And this week we are learning that a disciple is socially responsible. What was the biggest need you ever had, and how was that need met? Please discuss with the person sitting next to you for about 2 minutes. A discipled person does good and shares with others. In Hebrews 13, verse 16, says, "And do not forget to do good and to share with those in need." What does this verse say about how God wants you to think and live? Please discuss in your groups, and I'll give you 3 minutes. So can this group just tell me what you guys discussed?
We said we must be selfless and we must think of others when we do stuff and how it affects them, and we said that we should share to those in need.
Awesome. Wow, that's awesome. Great. So for the past few weeks, we've been looking at one Bible character, and this week we are looking at Esther. Sure. Wow, that's awesome. So Esther put the needs of others before her own. After the decree was given to kill all the Jews, Mordecai and Esther had the option to actually just pack up and flee. But instead, they saw that there was a need and they had to rise up and actually make a plan to resolve the situation. Esther was worried about the fate of her people and herself. Esther was selfless and realized that she was in that situation for a reason. It takes courage to do what Esther did. I mean, it's scary to actually just try and take all the burden and responsibility upon yourself to try take action and to save your people. So in high school, I was part of a Christian group called Scripture Union. So we were required to do a selfless act. And for me, I chose to serve in an old age home. So basically, this old age home were old people who didn't have family that would visit them or spend time with them and share stories with them. So for me, I felt like God was talking to me to do this and to be for it to be an act of service. Because at first I was like, old people, I'm not a fan. And I mean, what am I going to learn from them? What are they going to teach me? And I was a bit not into it. But then when I went, I was so amazed how God moved, because I learned so much from them. They have so much knowledge. And I was just like, wow, God, like if I had said no to serving and to going and spending time with these old people, I wouldn't be where I am now. I mean, I learned so much from them. And they were so grateful, because one lady told me that I have no family. Nobody comes to visit me. I'm always lonely. So what you guys do for us is such a blessing. So for me, I was just like, wow, God, if I hadn't taken action, that wouldn't have happened. Esther spoke about a need she saw. So in those days, that there was a rule that if any woman or man approached the king without being summoned, they'll be put to death. So we read that in chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, where Esther told Mordecai to go tell all the Jews to go pray and fast for her so that she's able to get the courage to go before the king. So Esther knew that this was a risk, because you weren't allowed to approach the king unless the king said to him, "Please, can you call so-and-so?" And so Esther knew that it was forbidden, but she still did it anyway. And she says, "If I perish, I perish." The revelation I got from this is that although Esther was queen, she actually shared so much power and wealth with the king, but she still knew that she needed guidance and comfort from God. She wasn't like, I'm queen, so I'm just going to pitch up and, tell the king, hey, this is what I need. she actually knew that she needed guidance and the strength and courage and protection and wisdom from God. When God puts us in situations to use us, we need to remember that we can't do it through our own strength and our own knowledge. We still need the guidance and wisdom from God. We can seek it through by praying, by fasting, by reading the Word and getting encouragement from the Word, and actually learning from situations in the Bible. I mean, I know it happened, the stories happened a long time ago, but they're always lessons that we can learn from. And another way is by seeking advice from God-fearing people. Esther spoke about a need she saw. When Esther was informed that Haman was planning on killing Mordecai and all the Jews, she decided to come up with a plan and actually go and tell the king. But what's important to notice is that she didn't just rush and immediately go tell the king what was happening. She actually took steps to actually doing that. So the first thing she did is she went before God and asked for courage, for wisdom, and protection. And the second thing she did is that she planned. She didn't just, you know, say, I'm going to do whatever I want, I'm just going to say whatever. She planned. She consulted Mordecai, she consulted God, and she just went before God and just said, you know what, God, I need courage. There will be times that we'll be chosen to God to do something, and this might require us to sacrifice our time, like Esther did, by fasting for 3 days and three nights. And it might mean we have to sacrifice things we love doing. I mean, spending time with our friends, playing PS4 and FIFA and playing soccer, playing games. And yeah, and sometimes God might require us to sacrifice our resources. And the big one for me is our reputation. So when I was in Form 3, which is about grade 10 equivalent for you guys, I was part of the cool kids. Like, I was so popular. I was hip and happening, and everybody loved us, you know? We were just awesome. And we used to, then I wasn't really, you know, I didn't know Jesus, you know, I didn't really, you know, God was just a far distant idea. So we would bully people and would laugh at them, say horrible words to them, and would laugh about it like it doesn't matter. And for me, it went on for about a year or so, and I didn't think about what it would do to them and how they would feel. And about a year later, when I was now in Form 4, which is grade 11, the same people I used to go around bullying with, my friends, bullied me. And I was just like, what is happening? Like, did this just happen? I mean, this can't happen. These are my friends. And I remember going to my mom and I was sobbing. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, these people are my friends, but they just turned against me. And as I just sat there, I just felt God saying to me, remember those kids that you used to bully when you were in grade 10? That's how they felt. They felt alone. They felt abandoned. And they felt broken. And I was just like, wow, God, like, I was so overwhelmed because I didn't realize that my actions would hurt someone else. And from then on, I decided to take a stand and say enough is enough. So I stopped bullying people. I lost all my friends. I was lonely and I had no one to talk to. But you know what? God is amazing, guys, because through all that, yes, I went through a tough time, but God was working in the background and he was preparing me for something greater that I didn't even know about. And he gave me new friends. I mean, people who respected me for my decision that I made to stand up and say enough is enough to bullying. And it's scary, to be honest with you. And I was known for Rose the goody-goody two-shoes, Rose the party pooper, Rose is not fun. But I accepted that because I had such peace with the decision I had made to stand up for the right thing. Esther allowed God to use her to save her people. God has a purpose for the situation in which he places us. Esther was queen. That means she had power and wealth. But she didn't put her security in her possessions. She didn't put her security in her position as queen. And most importantly, she didn't put her security in a reputation. Esther put her ultimate security in God. When God puts us in situations, we should seek what he wants us to do and then to do it, confident and trusting that he will do his part. We never know how God will move. Like I mentioned earlier, I didn't know that God was working behind the scenes the whole time. But it's amazing that God always shows up at the right time. It might not be the time that we want him to show up, but he always shows up. So I encourage you to trust God and to prepare and see him display his power and glory through you. In the end, we saw that Esther managed to tell the king about what Haman had done. And the king was enraged. I mean, he was furious. So what the king decided to do is to put Haman to death instead of Mordecai. And then imagine, Mordecai became second in rank to the king. I mean, he was about to get put to death, guys. And God just, you know, doing his business behind the scenes. And now he's second in rank to the king. And then the king allowed Mordecai to write an edict giving protection to all the Jews. God came through for Esther, guys. Like, it might have been the way she thought or the way she wanted, but God still showed up. We need to be open and trust God that he will do his part. Are you socially responsible like Esther? You know, maybe you're not there yet. I mean, it takes time to get there. I mean, you need to, it might be a scary thing for you. You might feel that I'm young, God can't use me, I'm shy, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. You see, those are all bad thoughts that you're putting in your head. God thinks so highly of you. You are his child. He wants to use you. He's just waiting for you to come to him and say, you know what, God, use me in any way you want to use me. By the time you graduate from Encounter Youth, you will know that God blesses you so you can bless others, that he calls you to be selfless and generous. You'll be able to identify people in need and help to meet their needs. And you'll be able to mobilize resources to show the love to people. This is a quote by Tim Keller. If a person has grasped grace, they do justice. If they don't, they say they are grateful for God's grace. But in the heart, they are far from him. Not caring for the poor reveals that at best one doesn't understand grace, and at worst, you may not have encountered God's saving mercy. Sure, that got to me because I was just like, whoa. Like, it made me just take a step back and reflect, what am I doing? What am I doing as, you know, as a child of God, as a disciple? What is it I'm doing to be more caring, more loving, and more sharing? So the challenge, will you be socially responsible? You know, guys, it's really hard. I don't want to lie to you, but the one thing I've learned in my life is that God is just, he's a loving God. He's our Father, and he's always there to help us. We just need to be open enough to say, God, look, please use me. If it's a small area that you want God to use you, say, God, look, please use me, talk to this person or spend more time with this person, and you'll be amazed what God can do. God always shows up. Okay, so look for needs. When you're at school, look for someone who is in need and help where you can. So for example, when you're at school and you might be like the brainiest person in the class, and you see someone struggling, you could actually just, you know, take it upon yourself and go to that person and say, you know what, look, I'm willing to help you. I can help you after school if you want, or I can help you at break time, whenever you choose. Or another way you could actually help or at school is at break time, if you see someone who doesn't have food, and you know your mom packs you some delicious food, it's an opportunity for you to share and, you know, to strike conversation. You have no idea what it will do for that person, guys. Like, just the small things we do in life actually move other people. Two, so give stuff away. So go through your stuff and see what you can give to the needy. So I know most of us, you know, like to move with fashion, with the trendy clothes. And you know, you might have some clothes in your closet that you don't wear anymore. So those are things you can give away. You can just go to your parents and say, look, mom, dad, they're clothes that I don't wear anymore, and I'd really like to give them away to the needy. Okay, so now we're going to practice one anothering. So obey the one another commands that are spread throughout the New Testament. So these are very basic things that you can practice at school, at home, at church, wherever you are. So it's accepting one another, praying for one another, loving one another, being humble, being kind, being forgiving, and confess your sins to one another. Okay, so we're now going to do a little exercise. So everybody's going to get a little piece of paper, and on it is a command, a one another command. So you're going to just look at it, digest what it says, and then we'll just give you a few minutes to think about how you can actually practice this command of one anothering. So then after that, we are just going to move around the room, and then you're going to practice this one command that you get to someone else in the room. Okay, so guys, so now that you've got your command on a piece of paper, please can you just kindly get up and walk to someone else who's not on your table and practice your command. So what will your response be to this message you've heard today? Will you work on becoming socially responsible? So all these little commands that you've practiced now could be things that you can practice at school and at home. So just take at least two of them and, you know, just ask God to help you to actually go through them and practice them. Awesome. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you for today. We just thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your love, Father. Father, we just need you in our lives. We pray, Father God, that as we learn to become socially responsible, I pray that you help us, Father God, and encourage us, Father God. May we have the courage to come to you and be open enough to share our hearts with you so that you can move us, Father God. May you touch our hearts, Father God, that we may be able to touch other people's lives. And Father God, I just pray for these teens, Father God, as they go through their week at school, Father God, I just pray they're able to hear your voice and to help them realize that it's your voice, Father God, to move, to just maybe say a word of encouragement to someone, or it's sharing something with someone, Father God. I just pray, Father God, that you're continuously moving in their lives, Father. We bless your name and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty precious name we pray. Amen. So next week we are learning about how a disciple is mission-minded. So see you next week, guys. Awesome.